بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما وعملا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا، ورزقا واسعا، حلالا طيبا، وعملا متقبلا، وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يسمع. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من هؤلاء الأربع. رضى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. Ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world to prepare for the Akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ, that this world has been made subservient and created for you as a means, but ultimately, we as individuals, as human beings, have been created for the year after. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that the human race and the jinnat have been created solely for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In attaining our purpose and finding our goal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many avenues and many ways. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has from time to time encouraged us to carry out certain actions by virtue of which our entry into Jannah will be secured. So this morning we're going to discuss one particular hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَفْشُوا السَّلَامُ وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامُ وَصِلُوا الْأَرْحَامُ وَصَلُّوا وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ. Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very great sahabi, says that these were among the first words that I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of four actions. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ends it off by saying, تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ. If we implement and bring into our lives these four actions, then our entry into Jannah will be made easy for us. The first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفْشُوا السَّلَامُ, that makes salam a habit and makes salam customary amongst yourselves. This is such a simple act, but such great reward has been promised for it. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba, and one person walked in and he said, Assalamu alaykum. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, Ashar. A second person came in and said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, 20. A third person walked in and said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, 50. The Sahaba were taken aback by this. They've never seen such a response from the Nabi of Allah. So they asked, they said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what were the digits and the figures, 10, 20, 30? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first man walked in, he said, Assalamu alaykum, for him was 10 rewards. The second person walked in, he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, for him was 20 rewards. The third person walked in and said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, for him was 30 rewards. Imagine, only on making salam. Today, yes, we complain of disunity. We complain that our hearts are not united. We complain that as an ummah we are fragmented and we are divided. This is a reality, unfortunately. It is a valid statement and it is an equally valid complaint. And it is something that we should all be worried about, because the moment we fragment and disunity creeps into us, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا تَسَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ, that when the ummah will get involved in interfighting, then they will drop from the esteem of Allah Ta'ala. But what is the solution to this? Very, very simple. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَرْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا, you will not enter Jannah until you have perfect iman. Again, our purpose and goal, entry into Jannah. What is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying? Amongst the criterion is perfect iman. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say, وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا, and your iman will become complete when you have mutual love amongst yourselves. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ, shall I not inform you of a simple act by virtue of which Allah Ta'ala will create this mutual unity amongst yourselves? أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ,
make salam customary amongst yourselves. So salam brings about mutual unity. Mutual unity brings about perfection in iman. Perfection in iman ultimately is our key to Jannah. So simple, simple. We need to start with the simple acts. Imagine this is the system of this hadith. If we take it from the back, salam, salam creates mutual love perfects our iman. Iman is our key and our entry into Jannah. So a simple act like salam. Today we have become very, very negligent. When we make salam, when last have I met my friends, my family, my parents, my spouse, my children, and made a full salam? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, we do greet at times without salam, at times with salam, but an abridged version which has no basis in the Sharia. So we need to bring into our lives the aspect of making salam and not a simplified version or not an abbreviated version, rather we make a complete salam. And the Sahaba understood the value of salam. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, who was a great Sahabi, towards the latter part of his life, he would ask the people to take him to the marketplace. In those days, obviously, the marketplace was not like the marketplace of today, where it is, the environment is not one which is conducive to one's iman. We know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا, that the most beloved of all places in the sight of Allah Ta'ala are the masajid. وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا, and the most hated of places in the sight of Allah Ta'ala are the marketplaces. So by no means is this hadith an encouragement to attend the marketplace without a reason. What we are emphasizing here is the aspect of salam. So Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu from time to time would ask the people to take him to the marketplace. And he would just go and he would return without having purchased anything. So those who were around him once asked him, they said, oh Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, you go to the marketplace, you don't ever purchase anything, you don't ever inquire about the happenings in the market, you never ever sit in the discourse and the discussion of the businessmen, what's the markets, what's the currency, what's the fluctuation, what's selling, what's not selling. You don't take interest in all of that, but yet you want to visit the market. Any particular reason? Look at the profound reply of Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. What does he say? He says, نَغْدُو لِأَجْلِ السَّلَامِ. He said, I go only to make salam. I go to meet my fellow Muslim brothers. I go to make salam with them. Why? He understood the value and the importance of making salam. He understood the reward of making salam. That he would undertake a special journey only to make salam to people. Today, unfortunately, we meet people and we see people and there's an opportunity to make salam. There's an opportunity to gain that reward. Due to negligence, oversight, whatever the reason may be, we lose out on these rewards. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized in one hadith, salam to such an extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, وَإِنْ حَالَ بَيْنَهُمَا شَجَرٌ, that if you made salam to a person and you walked with him and then you were separated because there was a tree and you had to separate and take paths, then when you join up again and you meet, then make salam again. That is how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged the aspect of making salam. And not only as today, again, we live in an environment where we are constantly fighting for our rights. So if you take the student, he's fighting for his right. You take the teacher, he's fighting for his right. You take the child, he's fighting for his right. The parent is fighting for his right. Parliamentarians are fighting for their rights. The masses are fighting for their rights. It's an environment of rights. Everybody wants rights. Everybody wants rights. But little are we concerned of how much of our fellow Muslim brothers' rights have I fulfilled. What is binding on me, have I fulfilled my responsibility or not? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلْمُسْلِمِ حَقُّ الْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ سِتٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that one Muslim has six rights upon his next Muslim brother, and one of them is أَن يُسَلِّمَ إِذَا لَقِيَهُ, أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that when you meet your fellow Muslim brother, it is his right upon you that you make salam to him. So one is the reward, but with that we are fulfilling the right of our fellow Muslim brother. And we should not wait for people to make salam to us first. We should initiate the salam. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-badi'u bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. That person who initiates the salam is free from pride. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another hadith, that person will not enter Jannah, man kana fi qalbihi mithqalu habbatin min al-kibr, or kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who has an iota of pride in his heart will never enter Jannah. So away again, what's our purpose? What's our goal? Entry into Jannah. Salam will take you to Jannah. That person will not enter Jannah who has pride. How do we remove this pride from our heart? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-badi'u bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. Or kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who initiates the salam, that person who makes the salam first, he is saved from pride. So again, this is great. There's so much of benefit. And salam is universal. Unlike the English version. In English, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day. Sometimes it can be very confusing because in English, 12 o'clock at night, the moment the clock moves over, it's morning, it's still dark. You phone somebody, you say good morning. You say this person is speaking from his sleep, it's still dark. What is saying good morning? Sometimes our watches are all not set the same. It's 11:59. Do you say good morning or do you say good afternoon? But the system of Islam, universal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Any time of the day, any time of the night. Today, homes have a lot of challenges. There's a breakdown in marriages, there's a breakdown in relationships, there's a breakdown in homes. This is again a simple formula. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the sahabi, and he said, my son, whenever you enter your home, make salam. Why? Takunu barakatan alayka wa ala iyalik. O kama qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when you enter your home and you make salam, it will be a means of blessing for your family and it will be a means of blessing for your home. So when we enter our home, I mean, it's so important to enter our homes in the name of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the shayateen gather at the door of a person. When he enters his home and he takes the name of Allah Ta'ala, he says, Bismillah, then the head of the shayateen and the devil say to the smaller one, La mabita lana wala ta'am. That there's no food for us, there's no resting place for us in this home, let us move away from here. On the contrary, if he enters and he didn't take the name of Allah Ta'ala, then they follow him in the home. So, it's a simple act where we take the name of Allah Ta'ala and we make salam when we enter our homes. This will be a source of blessing in our homes. This will be a source of barakah in our homes. This will be a source of creating that love, that muhabbat, that unity and understanding in our homes. So this is a very, very important aspect, a very, very important aspect. Simple, the rewards are great, and the benefits are many. And what is that? Making salam. Afshu salama baynakum. So just to, in a nutshell, summarize whatever we have been discussing over the past few minutes, Allah Ta'ala has sent us into this world to prepare for akhirat, to prepare for the year after, to prepare for Jannah, to live our lives in such a way that we reserve our place in Jannah. And how will that be done? We've discussed one simple act that is making salam. Make a full salam because the rewards are great. Whenever we meet, we make salam. Let us initiate the salam because that will be a means of freeing us from pride. By making salam, we are fulfilling the rights of our fellow Muslim brother. And very important, when we enter our homes, we try and make salam because that becomes a means of uniting our homes, blessing our homes. Allah Ta'ala grant us all the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.